Wow. You go, Adrian. Hallelujah. Happy Sunday, everyone. Every single one of you, one by one and name by name, who are a blessing to me here at Unity of New York. I must tell you that my cup runneth over when I think about the blessing of being able to be a part of this amazing ministry. Just about 25 years, a quarter of a century. So many churches opened after we did and are closed now. We're still open through many changes, through many gains, through many losses. We have said goodbye to some fabulous, awesome, and amazing people who served here in this ministry with us. And they are still with us. That's what I'm choosing to remember for myself today. That the only thing that is everlasting is love. All else has come to pass. And so I love you. Yes, you. I'm talking specifically and personally to you. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for walking this faith with me. Thank you for continuing along with me to remember the truth that sets us free, which is that there is but one power and one presence in the universe and in my life, and that that power and presence is God, and that God is absolute good. When I remember this, I feel safe. When I remember this, a sweet calm comes over me, like being anointed with honey oil, feeling it pouring through the crown of my head, that access point where I am open to the mind of God. And when I make connection with this open space, the windows of heaven open and pour me out a blessing that's too much for me to keep to myself. I have to give some away. I have to share with others what God shares so lavishly with me. And it is my joy to know that I can return home again and again and again and again. Not to a physical place of safety, but to a place in consciousness, a place of knowing deep inside me, an exercise of my faith. For faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. And there is no power greater than the release of the faith that is within me, waiting for me to tap into it any time I choose. You know, we don't have to be convinced of the appearance of danger in the world. No one needs to convince us of the appearance of separation, inequity, an unlevel playing field on which the children of God are placed, some high and some low. No one has to inform us that there are wars and rumors of wars. We don't have to be reminded of the appearance of danger. We do need to remind ourselves to not judge by the appearances of things seen, but to judge a righteous judgment. A judgment based on the knowing that there is a presence and a power within us, that it is absolute good, that it is all powerful and always present. You know, we've spoken before about the Chinese coin that has the same symbol on each side of the coin. And yet the instructions to the people are to interpret the symbol on one side of the coin as being a symbol of danger. This is what is easy to do. We don't need to practice. They asked that we would interpret the same symbol on the other side of the coin as opportunity. This will take practice. This is putting feet on our faith, as Reverend Alan Stanley, back in the 80s, the senior minister of Unity on the Bay in Miami, Florida, was the one I heard speak those words. Put feet on your faith. I'm always wanting to encourage myself and others to do just this. To not judge by the appearance of danger in the world, but to give that symbol, whatever it appears as, however big, however scary, to take a pause for the cause and a deep breath, and to say, I will not be afraid. This is not a moment that scares me. This is a moment that excites me. For I refuse to see danger. I choose to see opportunity. What is that opportunity for me? It is an opportunity for me to remember that all of the power of God resides within me. So good to see that the quest is working on Eric Butterworth's book, Discover the Power Within You. This was the first Unity book I devoured back in the 70s, because I really knew that my way out of confusion, my way out of fear, my way out of my tendency to see danger in the world was to discover the power that is within me. I would like to go to a place. It is a place in the land of the scriptures. I choose to go to this place at least 3 times a year. On some platform, at some church. The place that I choose to go to right now along with you is the Valley of Elah. And in the Valley of Elah, we were given a brilliant and amazing example of what it looks like to be excited rather than scared. To not see the appearances on the surround as being what is real, but to know that only God is real. And God is with me and in me, expressing as me. You already know, some of you, what took place in the Valley of Elah. It was in this valley that a little boy called David was confronted by a scary giant challenge, a giant problem, a scary thing in the person of Goliath. David was not supposed to be in the Valley of Elah. Nor is he supposed to be in a confrontation with this enormous, enormous challenge. A challenge so great it seemed to threaten the lives of the children who believed in the power of the one God. David was too young, too small to be in the valley. Because in that valley, there was a great war taking place, a battle between the Philistines and the children of Israel. David simply had been sent there by his mama to bring porridge and biscuits to his brothers. He and his mom were sure his brothers must be tired in their fighting, must be in need of food and nourishment for all of the effort they were putting in to fight back the Philistines. As you know, when he got there, he did not find them fighting. He did not find them exercising their opportunity. He found them, rather, quaking in fear, hiding behind boulders and trees. These were the children of faith in one God, who seemed to have lost their faith in the face of a giant challenge, bigger than any enemy they had ever confronted. David did not understand their fear. He saw opportunity. He was not scared. He was excited. Not because he himself was so tough, but because the power of God is greater than any challenge we will confront. Saturday, yesterday's Daily Word Scripture says, if God be for us, what can stand against us? This was the consciousness, awareness place in the mind and in the heart of little Davy. His brothers and the others had lost sight of this knowing, but he held fast. Have you ever been confronted by a challenge that seemed gigantic? I know I have. And I do know that some of you have as well. We don't need to name what it was, whether it came in the form of a physical dis-ease, a mental confusion, an emotional breakdown, a financial loss, or the devastation of losing the love of one's life. Whatever its appearance, it seemed a gigantic challenge. A gigantic challenge to hold on belief that there is only one power and one presence in the universe and in my life, then that is God. An enormous challenge that tested my capacity to truly believe greater is the power that is within me than anything I will confront in the world. A challenge to my knowing that I know that I know that I know that if God be for me, what can stand against me? Oh yes, church. I've been in the valley of Elah, and I have confronted my own Goliaths. You know that the story ends with David taking Goliath down. Once more, he did not do this by his own power, according to his own confession. He took Goliath down through the power of the Almighty One we call God, the source of all power in the universe and in little Davy. He stood not afraid, but excited. I see little Davy. I was thinking of it, or I saw a flash of it in my mind as Adrian was singing, "Use Me, O God." We know that David took down Goliath with a slingshot and a stone. I can see his older brothers and the other members of the Israelite army looking at little David pulling out a slingshot and going down to a little stream to gather 5 smooth stones. And he was humming something, humming a little tune, almost skipping to the creek. What was the tune he was humming, I wondered. I knew what it was, as Adrian sang. Use me, O God. I stand for you. I will be forever grateful for my sister Crystal, who has been on the other side, been returned to the light for many, many years now. This is what she said that applies to this testimony about little Davy. And this is what I choose to remember and to practice. And I choose to encourage others to remember and to practice. Stop telling God how big your challenges are. Start telling your challenges how big your God is. This is Davy in the Valley of Elah. He did not get there and confront this giant and say, "Oh my God, God, do you see how big this man is? Do you see how huge his sword is? How thick his arms are? How long his reach is?" No. He chose not to tell God how big Goliath was, but he joyously informed Goliath of how big his God is. This is ours to do, should we choose to do it. Whatever challenge you are facing in whatever your Valley of Elah experience might be today, for yourself, your loved ones, your friends, the nation at large, the world at large, simply stop telling God how huge, how gigantic these challenges are, and begin to tell these challenges how big your God is and where your God resides. I've said it many times because it does bear repeating. God is in heaven. Heaven is in you. Holy is your name. God wants you to know you have nothing to fear, and that there is nothing and no one to blame. You've been informed. Your captivity is over. You've been informed. In truth, you're free. I want to remember this every day of my life. I want to bring this to mind when in the world of appearances there seems to be danger that is gigantic. I want to remember that it is not a call for danger. It is an opportunity for me to call forth from within me the great power of the Almighty One. that formed me, that shaped me, that composed me, and that is me. When I remember, a calm comes over me, a peace that surpasses all human understanding. And I hum my tune and I sing my song. Use me, O God. I stand for you. How sweet it is to be on purpose with one mission only, one assignment, one testimony. I'm only here for God. Thank you, Davy. It's what you told your brothers. It's what you told your earthly king. It's what you told the soldiers in the army. And it's what you informed Goliath of. Think not of me as a little kid, because I am not alone. Think not that I have any other purpose. I'm only here for God. Discover the power that is within you, for it is yours to discover. So it is.